Yeah. Not lately, but I have one, and the children are going to give it all to one. I know I use it.
If you have two clocks, and one's better than the other, you'd say what? This clock is...
This is the best clock.
Uh-huh. Would you ever see anything else? I mean, when you're comparing these two?
Well, and probably say the trouble with the other wasn't as good as the first one.
Mm-hmm. Could you say that one is twice as good as the other?
I have used that expression.
Would you say it?
Well, it might be all right, and it might not, just according to the clock.
Mm-hmm. Would you say the phrase twice as good? I want to hear you say it.
Oh, you want it? There's twice as good.
Okay. Thank you. Let's take a couple of months here. What's the first month of the year?
January.
And that's followed by?
February.
Mm-hmm. And what month is this?
March. Oh, April.
Yes, it is April. What day comes after Monday?
Tuesday.
And after that?
Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. And the next day?
Thursday.
Uh-huh. And what would be the day after Friday?
Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever call it anything else?
Well, it is a Sabbath. Uh-huh. I probably have at some time in my life, but I don't recollect it, because we have got some of those people around here.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've called it Sunday. It's the Advent of Sunday. I know I've said that because, well, I was having a well drill, and it was an Adventist that was drilling the well, and that was his Sunday, you see. And I know I used it at that time. I can recollect that because it's not been too long back. But that's why he wasn't drilling today. That was it.
When you get up in the morning, what do you say to your wife?
Oh, I generally ask her how she feels and if she had a good night's sleep.
Mm-hmm. If you're walking along the street uptown and you meet a friend, what would you say to the friend?
Well, I'd bid him the time of the day.
Or how would you do that? What would you say?
I'd just say, hello there, Bill or John. How are you?
And if it's during the forenoon, what would you say?
Well, might have something to say about the weather, or...
What's the usual thing? Do you ever say good...
Good morning?
Mm-hmm, that's what I want you to say.
Morning. Right.
Until what time would you say good morning?
Well, I'd say till 11... Well, till 12 o'clock.
Till 12 o'clock. Mm-hmm. What do you call the part of the day before supper?
That's dusk.
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 Mm-hmm.
Or evening tide, I've heard it.
Okay. And what would you call the part of the day after supper?
Night.
Night. Back in the old days, people had to work very, very hard, much harder than you have to work today.
Oh, yeah.
And they would get up much earlier. And so you could say, we started to work before
daylight.
Mm-hmm. Or anything else?
Stayed there till dark.
Mm-hmm. Do you know any special word for a period of 2 weeks? Do you ever use a word?
Well, it's the fourth of a month. No, it's the half of a month.